Good morning, St. Louis, on this glorious Monday morning. This is Reverend Rep. James T. Morris, co-host of the Bernie Hayes Show. And, of course, sitting here with me is Bernie Hayes. Good morning, Bernie.
Good morning, Reverend Rep.
How are you this morning?
I love that, Reverend Morris. I'm just great. Another day of life. We're here. We're alive. And I'm very, very happy and proud to be here.
Glad to be here as well this morning. And glad to start off another great week. With an intriguing guest this morning, Dr. David Moskowitz, who is a MD and MA, FACP, and all of those initials. He is a learned physician who is here this morning, and we're going to be talking about some things that can help us to make life a little bit better. Dr. Moskowitz, good to have you this morning.
Thanks so much for having me, Reverend Morris.
Glad to have you here. Let's jump right into this thing and talk about what you have been doing with your research.
Well, about 15 years ago, I found out that a particular gene called ACE was behind kidney failure. And the beauty of the discovery is that ACE inhibitors have been around on the market for 30 years and are among the safest drugs in medicine. They're safer than aspirin. So basically 15 years ago, I found out how to prevent 90% of dialysis.
Now, when you say an ACE inhibitor, can you explain that in layman's terms?
Well, ACE inhibitors have names like Acupril and Captopril. They tend to end in pril. But they're just blood pressure pills. Captopril was the first. The one I like is Acupril or Quinapril. Another one I like is Ramipril. There's another one called Mavic or Trandolapril. Almost all the ones that I like are actually generic now, so they're off patent and very cheap.
Mm-hmm. And so these inhibitors, their job is to...
To lower blood pressure.
Lower blood pressure. And so then are a lot of what's happening with us tied to our blood pressure?
It looks like all the diseases of aging, both cardiovascular disease, heart disease, including kidney disease, and also cancer, which are the two biggies that we die from, are due to overactivity of this enzyme of ACE. And so you could say that the root of all evil, or at least the root of all disease, is in our blood vessels.
Have you discovered a way to lower the blood pressure or extend life in the community, especially the African-American community had such a devastating record of high blood pressure?
Absolutely. In fact, ACE turns out to be the African gene. There's a biological difference between African-Americans and Caucasians when it comes to kidney failure. African-Americans go on the kidney machine five times more than whites do. And the reason is because the frequency of this overactive ACE version of the gene is actually higher in the African-American population than it is in the white population. And so ACE turns out to be not only the African gene, but actually the major aging gene for the entire species, for the entire human race. And it looks like it may be bigger than that even. It may actually be the major aging gene for all animals with a backbone. In other words, for your pets as well as for you.
Hmm. And does diet have anything to do with this, especially in the African-American community?
Well, diet is notorious for being kind of more deadly to African Americans. Salt, for example, causes higher blood pressure in African Americans than it does to Caucasians. This gene actually is responsible for salt-sensitive hypertension. So ACE produces a hormone that hangs on to salt, holding on to salt and also causing blood vessels to constrict are the two ways that your blood pressure goes up.
So then when we're told by our physicians that we should not sprinkle salt, on our food any more than the salt that's already in the cans or what have you, how they're produced, then we ought to listen.
I would take most physicians' advice with a grain of salt, actually. The patients that I took care of were at the VA, and I didn't change their diet one iota, and I didn't change their exercise regime. They had none. And yet I got them to reverse their kidney failure just by giving them high doses of these ACE inhibitors. So the beauty of drugs is that that it allows you, I think, to do better even than lifestyle modifications. And so, in fact, as long as your blood pressure is under 120, you can eat as much salt as you want.
Now you said that... I got to ask you this question. When we hear about the various drugs that are on the market, we also hear and see this trailing effect or side effects, if you will. What kinds of side effects do these ACE inhibitors bring along with them?
They bring probably the fewest side effects and the least serious of all of them. A lot of these blood pressure pills make you tired. Some cause erectile dysfunction. I actually use these ACE inhibitors for erectile dysfunction. It increases blood flow for men. It's very unusual for anybody to feel tired with these blood pressure pills as long as the blood pressure isn't too low. The only thing that it causes regularly is a dry cough in up to 10% of people. And in the old days, there were some allergic reactions to captopril, but with the newer drugs, that kind of allergic reaction, serious allergic reaction, hasn't been seen. On the other hand, there is one, lip swelling. Your lips can swell up as an allergic reaction. That's still seen in about 1% of patients.
When was this study published?
I published a series of papers, probably 5-6 papers, beginning in 2002.
Mm-hmm. And why isn't it more widespread, more widely known? I mean, you've got some really good information here that we all should know about.
I think it's a combination of economics and not a whole lot more. I mean, basically, if I can prevent 90% of dialysis, I'm basically preventing, I'm gutting 90% of my subspecialty. I'm essentially a traitor to my class of nephrologists. And no subspecialty of physicians really wants to lose their salary. In the old days, medicine used to love putting itself out of a job. The polio, the iron lung wards were happy to close up. The TB sanitaria were happy to sell off their beautiful properties and move on. The rheumatic fever wards were happy to shut down. But the dialysis units are a booming business, a $35 billion a year business, and nobody, absolutely nobody involved, including the nonprofits, including Medicare, who's already single payer for dialysis, the academic nephrology divisions, the for-profit nephrologists, absolutely nobody involved other than the patients wants to hear about this. And as we all know, patients have no power whatsoever.
Are you suggesting we're dying or being sick for profit?
That's exactly what I'm suggesting.
My goodness. Here, this morning, we've got Dr. David Moskowitz, we're talking about trying to help your health and help you to live a little longer. And if you have some questions for the doctor, we invite you to give us a call at 448-4325. That's 448-4325 or 1-877-920-9468. And call in and ask the doctor, because he's got some good information for us this morning.
Especially regarding high blood pressure. And mostly, I'd say, half the people I know suffer from high blood pressure. And you have a way to reduce this hypertension, and perhaps, is it a cure for it also?
I'd call it a cure. I mean, the only problem with high blood pressure are the complications, the so-called target organ damage, the heart disease that you get, heart attacks, the kidney failure, the strokes, the poor circulation to your vessels. It looks like by using these drugs at high doses and controlling blood pressure, you can actually just shut down the bad disease in the vessels. And part of the problem is everybody knows about ACE inhibitors. Physicians have been using ACE inhibitors happily for 30 years. But what they don't realize is that the dose and the choice of the ACE inhibitor is absolutely crucial. And that's pretty much what my research showed.
Dr. Moskowitz, tell us so that persons will understand that you didn't just happen and stumble on this, that it took some research. But tell us about your background. Where did you get your degrees? And let's help the folks understand that we don't have somebody here who's just talking off the cuff.
Well, it's a 15-year-long cuff. But I was well-trained. I mean, I came out to St. Louis from Harvard Medical School almost 30 years ago to be an intern at Barnes. I was at WashU for 7 years in internal medicine, biochemistry, and nephrology before I was on the faculty at St. Louis U for 11 years. And I've been running my own company for since 98. And I should mention that if people want to contact me, if they have high blood pressure, they can either contact me through the website www.genomed.com or my phone number, which is 314-983-9938.
Yes, would you give that number out again, please?
It's 983-9938.
And our phone number is 448-4325, 448-4325. And I'm sure someone listening to us right now suffers from high blood pressure, and now is a good chance to get some free medical advice. Our toll-free number is 1-877-920-9468. And, Doctor, we have so many people that are dying from this silent killer. Why aren't more people informed about your discovery and your research?
Well, I actually think this is a modern-day Tuskegee. The fact that this news has essentially been suppressed for the past 7 years is a result of the media waiting for somebody in the kidney community to second or endorse my paper, and absolutely nobody in the kidney community wanting to breathe a word about it, starting with the National Kidney Foundation that would lose its ability or reason to raise funds, all the way through government agencies, perfectly useful agencies like the National Kidney Disease Education Program, which is part of the National Institutes of Health, which would be ideal for spreading the word about this treatment to taxpayers, and which is supported by taxpayers. But the Kidney Institute at the NIH, the NIDDK, has no interest in eliminating the K from its name. And what's relevant to the discussion about healthcare these days is that Medicare is already a single payer for dialysis, and they have absolutely no interest in my treatment.
Looks like we have a caller. Let's go to the lines. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I'm back. I'm here. This is Rich Stock at Bernie Hayes and Reverend Moss.
Good morning, Richard.
Good to have you back on air.
Good morning, Richard.
Good to hear from you.
My question and concern is that, and I appreciate the information that the doctor has given, and I've been listening to it, and I heard it all, but is this some... I suffered from high blood pressure. But the way that I've been dealing with my high blood pressure now is through food, vegetables like tilapia fish and food like that, and I've regimented myself. Is this what he's talking about? Is this some kind of medication, like some kind of a drug, or is it through dealing with the dietary concern, eliminating the waste from one's body of one man, and dealing with this condition called high blood pressure in a holistic manner?
Thank you, Rich.
Well, Rich, great question, and you get to the heart of the issue here, which is, are all ways of treating high blood pressure equal? Can you do it holistically through food, or do you have to use drugs? And I'm afraid the answer is that you have to use drugs, and not only drugs, but the absolutely right drug at the right dose. And this is it's just a result of biochemistry. And I forgot to mention that one of my degrees was a master's from Oxford in biochemistry. So I used to be a nutritionist. I wanted to be a nutritionist, but it turns out that drugs are a whole lot more powerful than food. So everything you're eating is great. But if I were you, I would keep eating what you're eating, but just load up on the salt. Get your pressure up higher so that I could put in some ACE inhibitor to do you some really good.
You're suggesting that he eat more salt?
Yeah, actually, the irony about all this is that blood pressure turns out to be your friend because it allows you to fit in more ACE inhibitor. And the higher the dose of ACE inhibitor, it looks like the better you can suppress the vasculopathy, the disease that your blood vessels are undergoing.
We have Milton on the line. Milton, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, please. The doctor's on the line with you.
Dr. Moskowitz, I'm Milton Richardson from Baltimore, Maryland.
A long-suffering and wonderful supporter of GenoMed.
Yes, and the question I have is I'm looking at it from a national standpoint. Obviously, the work that you've done has tremendous implications from a national health standpoint, and the question I have is what can be done or what can we do to assist wider dissemination of your information?
Well, if I knew, I'd tell you. I mean, Ezekiel Emanuel, the death doctor, who's been fingered by Sarah Palin as the death doctor, is an ethicist who talks about rationing healthcare. It just happens to be his subject. Ezekiel is Rahm's brother, chief of staff for the White House. I managed to get to Ezekiel on his cell phone one Sunday, and he didn't call me back. So I'm not sure that Ezekiel is the point man, but there has to be somebody in the White House. Dr. Patel, I think, Kay Patel, seemed more, and you can get her through the White House switchboard. But I would call Dr. Patel and ask her to listen to GenoMed.
Are you still there, caller?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay. What experience have you had with Dr. Moskowitz?
Well, actually, I'm a shareholder in his company.
Okay. Well, that should make you quite enthused then.
Yes, right, it is. You. It does.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Caller, let me ask you, what prompted you to become a shareholder?
Well, I'm an investor, and I ran across his website, and I was impressed with the work that he's doing and the implication that it has from a public health standpoint. You know, just imagine, you know, if we could eliminate kidney dialysis, or kidney disease, I should say, and then a number of other things that he's doing with cancer and prostate cancer, et cetera, et cetera. And so all of these things taken together in total impressed me, and so I purchased some of his shares.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Milton. Dr. Moskowitz, you told Richard Dockett to increase the salt intake, and I'm sure that people out there who are trying to lower the salt intake and get rid of the hypertension or control it more, I'm sure this has caught a shock to them. And it's a shock to me, actually. Could you tell me how this works? I don't understand it.
Well, let me tell you about my ex-father-in-law, who was one of the best internists in St. Louis before he dropped dead of an aneurysm at the age of 57, my age right now. He certainly knew as much about medicine as anybody, and he stopped taking blood pressure pills when his blood pressure normalized. It's clear at autopsy he had extensive vascular disease, so much so that his aorta cracked after a minor car accident. It cracked because of the seatbelt,
the pressure
on his chest. And so And there's obvious evidence of fatty streaks in the aorta when you're 18 from the Korean War studies. So blood pressure is not the only thing that does damage to you. It's this activity of the enzyme that's just working away. It's actually ticking away with each heartbeat. It's the clock inside your body that's measuring out your days. And if you can slow that clock down, or basically inhibit, stop it from ticking with an ACE inhibitor, you're going to live longer. And the problem with these ACE inhibitors is that they lower blood pressure. I mean, that's what they were designed to do. So here's the problem. You want to fit in ACE inhibitors into somebody, but their pressure is already normal. So in fact, what I do is I try to raise their blood pressure, and so I can fit in the ACE inhibitors, because the only way to specifically slow down the clock is with the ACE inhibitor.
Wouldn't that be devastating to African Americans? You just said that we suffer more than Caucasians. I'm not trying to be confrontational. I'm just trying to be
well,
understanding.
Right. Well, we're talking about Richard and his tilapia.
Okay.
All right. Most African Americans do not have the luxury of a low blood pressure on tilapia.
Well, he can have most buffalo.
Right. Most African Americans have super high blood pressure, which is very tough to treat.
Okay.
And for them, it actually doesn't matter how much salt they eat, because I've never met anybody whose blood pressure I couldn't control with the right drugs.
Okay.
It's just in Richard's particular case, he's not getting any advantage of the ACE inhibitors as long as his blood pressure remains low. So for him, I would actually raise the blood pressure. And this is part of this, you know, case-by-case business that we do in medicine.
Okay. But don't people die from high blood pressure?
Yeah, but see, the point is I'm never letting anybody's blood pressure go above 120.
Okay, so that's the key to it.
The maintaining of the blood pressure level. So at what stage, Dr. Moskowitz, at what stage can someone who has been diagnosed with kidney problems or as a result of high blood pressure, at what stage can you provide help to them?
Well, I think I can provide help really at all stages, even dialysis patients. Who die at an incredible rate from heart disease. They have close to 40 times the rate of heart attacks that the general population does. Even them, I think I could slow down their heart disease. But where I do best, where I can actually reverse kidney failure and keep them off the machine, is early, not late. So I cannot bring anybody off the dialysis machine. That I cannot do, because their kidneys are already gone by then, and I don't have the power. It's more in your department, Reverend Morris, about resurrecting organs.
Mm-hmm.
But I cannot. And so what I can do is actually prevent organs from failing. So that has to be early stage. And in medical terms, it's a creatinine less than 2.
Okay. Well, layman terms, please, general terms. What does that mean?
Well, a creatinine is the lab test that we use to measure kidney function, okay. And normal is 1, and you go on dialysis when it's around 10.
Oh.
The difference between 1 and 2 doesn't sound like much, but in fact, it's half the way to the kidney machine.
How does smoking affect blood pressure, high blood pressure especially?
Well, smoking causes the vessels to constrict and seems to accelerate increase the activity of this enzyme out the wazoo. So I do try to get my patients to stop smoking.
And you also mentioned that this can prevent aging. This is the gene that keeps us young.
Absolutely. Or I should say ACE inhibitors are the fountain of youth that keep us young. And this gene is the death gene. It's the clock in our bodies that tick away our lives.
How would we know, I guess it's on a one-on-one basis, what ACE inhibitor we should take personally? How will we find out?
Give me a call. 983-9938.
983-993-983-9938, Dr. David Moskowitz.
My goodness, I think that Dr. Moskowitz, I thank you so very much for coming in for this segment of our show this morning. We're going to have you to come back because I know that there are going to be some questions, some more questions that are going to come in, and we're going to get some calls after we go off there, like
we always do.
We're going to want you to please come back and spend the whole hour with us. Would you do that?
Absolutely, and I can't tell you how much I appreciate your opportunity that you've given me to get the word out. Something like 700,000 patients have died since my paper came out, and it sickens me that about 300 die every day because they just don't know about it.
Hopefully all the media outlets, local media outlets, will pick up on this and help you get the word out.
I wouldn't be so sure.
Well, we're gonna push. We're gonna hope that that will be the case because we're trying to help our people and better our quality of life. So we are grateful for Dr. Moskowitz coming in and being with us today. And we're going to soon have, in just a few minutes after the break here, we're going to have our guest for the second portion of our show, Maxine Johnson.
I'm gonna open up my heart to the world.